Saw a guy yesterday. He was wearing suspenders. What an odd-looking garment that is. A belt is nice because the belt is kind of hidden at the top of the pants, you know, so the purpose of the belt is to keep your pants up. But suspenders are way too obvious. It's like you're wearing your pants and you want to make sure they don't fall down, so you take these gigantic ropes and bands of material and you stretch it from the top of the pant in the front all the way up around your shoulders, all the way down your back, and you attach it to the back of your pants around the belt loop. What a stupid idea that was. And yet this was the garment of a generation ago or a couple of generations ago. It goes way back. I think Jesus wore suspenders. I'm not sure about that. In all the pictures, Jesus is just kind of not wearing a shirt, but suspenders to hold his pants up. It's a very odd garment.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
And that's why.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Whatever. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. How'd it do? Is that good?
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you? How you doing?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today?
Freaked me out, this guy with the suspenders. It really did. It shouldn't be. What a strange, strange garment that was. So this guy was wearing suspenders, actual suspenders. If you're wearing suspenders, it says two things about you. One, you're old, older than most. You have no youth. You're making a very obvious statement about your pants. You never want to make an obvious statement about your pants. It's like wearing a sign around your neck that says, "I'm having pants problems." It's not a good idea. Never point out your pants to anybody. You don't walk down the street and say, "Hey, look at me in my pants. Hey, look at my pants." Pants are something that you wear in order to cover up your legs. You don't advertise your pants. Most people don't walk up to you and say, "Hey, nice pants." No, nice shirt. They might say nice shirt, but they would never say, "Oh my God, nice pants." No, pants are not that kind of thing. Women might say it to each other because women, that's what they talk about. They talk about clothes a lot. Men never talk about clothes, ever. If there's a difference between man and a woman, it's not the penis, it's not the vagina. It's talking about what you're wearing. Women talk about what they're wearing all the time. "That's a nice blouse. That's a very nice blouse. Where did you get the shoes? Your shoes are amazing. I've never seen shoes like that." Well, I never looked down to see the shoes. What why would you look at somebody's feet? I mean, that's like staring at their boobs. I mean, hey, my eyes are up here. Why are you looking at my feet? That's odd. But women appreciate everything that the other woman does. Oh, those are lovely pants. Lovely pants. Where did you get the pants? Women have to know where they got their clothes from. They're not only complimenting, they want those for themselves. Women are very, very personal about stuff. Those are wonderful pants. Where'd you get them? What? Where'd I get my pants? Now, men never do that. Hey, Bob, those are some nice socks you got on. Where do you get your socks?
Walmart, pretty much. It's a package of 36. That way they always match. I got them at Walmart.
They are some socks, Bob. Those are some beautiful socks you got there.
Men never comment on, if men commented on the other man's clothes, you'd start wondering what their sexual orientation was. So if you're gay, you can do the clothes thing. If you're heterosexual, no, you'd never talk about your other guy's clothes. You don't do that. It's a rule. It's in the Bible, Leviticus, chapter 2, paragraph 6, word number 17. You can't do that. But women do it all. Oh, I love that necklace. Where'd you get it? Women's compliments are two steps. You look great. Where did you get the thing that makes you look great? Where can I get a hold of that for myself? That's how much I think it looks great. I'm not just saying it looks great. It is so great. I want to get one for myself because I want to look as great as you do. Women compliment each other all the time. It's nice. Men don't do that. Men never compliment each other.
Hey, Bob, you're looking really good. You want to kiss me? They don't want you. Oh, that was too close. Don't do that.
Men don't talk about their clothes. You don't. You never, ever do that. You can be banished to another country if you do say that. Or if you're an illegal alien, they'll also banish you now, apparently. So I see this guy wearing suspenders. And he's probably, he's looked like he's about 80, 85 years old. And I think the older you get, the less control you have over keeping your pants up. I think that's pretty much what's being said here. Let me guess how old you are. Let's see, you have suspenders on. You're over 80, is that correct?
Yes, how did you know?
Well, it's the way you handle your pants. That's the key. It's the way you handle your pants. And some people overdo the suspenders. Not only are they obvious that you're wearing something over your shoulders to keep your pants up, which is just, that's like what clowns wear in circus tents. Clowns always wear the big suspenders. So if you're walking around actually wearing suspenders in real life, guess what you look like? Uh-huh, big top boy. Some people not only are embarrassed enough to wear the actual elastic over their shoulders and down their back, but they actually make fun of themselves by making it bold colors. They look like banjo straps. It's the same kind of thing that you wear to keep your banjo up, so to speak, he said knowingly. It's just, suspenders make me laugh. Anything that has to do with the manipulation of pants, to me, is a comical situation. I don't know. When I was growing up for a very short period of time, there were button front pants. There was no zipper. There were buttons there. And every once in a while, if you ate a large meal, there'd be these large gaps where your male part was. It's like where you're wearing a shirt and you have like a big meal. You start seeing the gaps in the stomach area of your shirt. Yeah, same thing with these were button front pants. And if you had to pee really quickly, there was like too much to do down there. Zippers are great for guys if you have to pee. It's like, done, finished, here we go. Let the games begin. But with the button front pants, it was, oh my God. Oh, now what do I do? I got to do all this stuff down there, and I don't like that. Pants are weird. The strangest thing about pants are shorts. Aptly named, they are short pants. They're not all pants. They're pants to a point. They're pants from around the waist. Oh, those are pants. And then it goes down around the crotch area. We got to keep that covered. That's the purpose of the pants. But then when we get to the knee and a little bit above the knee, like from thigh to knee, in there, there are varying points of the ends of the pants. And I guess in hot weather, you don't want the pants to go all the way down to the feet. That's ridiculous. That's like, you know, on a hot day, if you have a convertible, put the top down. That's what shorts are. Pants that put the top down. In this case, put the bottom down. Took the bottom off. I don't know the difference between shorts and a bathing suit, other than a bathing suit might be a combination of underpants and pants, all sewn together. But in essence, they're exactly the same thing. The best scenario I can come up with would be wearing shorts with suspenders. I believe in certain areas of Europe, that is actually a costume. These German people that dance around and drink a lot of beer, first of all, you would have to have consumed a huge amount of beer in order to dance around wearing shorts with suspenders. How much beer would it take to get away with that? A lot of beer. That's how it happened. Can you imagine the guy who actually created the concept of shorts? All you had to do is come up with an idea and get a pair of scissors, and you can make your own shorts.
I have a great idea. In the summer, when it gets hot, I don't want to wear pants all the way down to my feet. I want to wear pretty much minimal pants. Give me those scissors there, Bob. Notice how I refer to every common guy as Bob. Because Bob is the most simple name there is. It's three letters. You can even be dyslexic and spell it backwards or say it backwards and it's still the same word. That's why I use the name Bob. It's very simplistic. And nobody is born Bob. They're born Robert and they're shortened to Bob. I don't have time to say Robert. I'm going to call you Bob. But there's not even a why? Because it's just easier for me. I'm not capable of saying an entire name. Robert. Oh, that took a long time. Bob. Oh, that was quick. Let's do Bob, shall we? Oh, God. God, you're lazy. So Bob takes scissors and he cuts off his pant legs and he invents shorts. And I don't know. It's interesting how some of these clothing parts come into play. It's interesting that women have to wear bras. Why do they have to do that? Why do they need to cover that stuff? Men don't cover that up. Why do women have to cover that up? What's the difference? The only difference between a woman's breasts and a male's breasts are the size of the breasts. Why does that all of a sudden make that significant? But they wear bras anyway, and I'm also told, because I'm not a woman, never have been, don't think it's going to happen this lifetime. I understand that women need to keep those things up, that it's uncomfortable to leave them alone. I never understood that. No, when we wear clothes, we want to keep those breasts perky. Well, why don't you just drink more coffee then? I don't understand what you're talking about. I mean, I have a male part. I don't want that sucker perky all the time. That would be painful.
By the way, some men actually, if they wear tight pants, they have a decision to make. Am I going to go left or am I going to go right? I can't stay in the middle. Look, you know, we all have things that we have to live with, I guess, in our society. Pants. I love pants. I love the word pants. I like the idea of pants. Come in all different colors, all different shapes and sizes. Pants are fun. Have you ever noticed that no two pants are alike? If you have a manufacturer of pants like George Pants, and then right next to it are Jeffrey Bean Pants. We name pants after people, by the way, when we're manufacturing them. Those two pants can be the same size. That's a size 40, let's say, or a size 32. But those two pants will fit differently, even though they're the same size. That should be illegal. Can you imagine if there were actual regulations? Like if you're calling your, if you're saying that I have it's a 32-inch waist, it better damn be 32 inches. If it varies, if those two pants from two different manufacturers are the same size, but one fits and the other doesn't, someone should be arrested. That is false advertising. You can't have the same size and have it not be the same size. Ah, pants, the enigma of our lives.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Ever been to a nude beach? I have. I didn't go to it on purpose. I wound up at one. I won't say where, I won't say why, I won't say how. But apparently, it was a nude beach. Not everybody on the beach was nude, but a lot of them were. And they were running around without any clothes on. And you know what's interesting about a nude beach? After like 10 minutes, who cares? And then you start looking at the people at a nude beach. They're not necessarily beautiful people, body-wise. A lot of people are actually overweight. And a little flabby. And a little bouncy. And I'm talking about men and I'm talking about women. There comes a point where you say to people, put some clothes on. I don't like what I'm seeing. Or I shouldn't be looking at this. Every once in a while, you'll see a couple of people who look really good naked. But again, after a few minutes, like, okay, that's nice. What do you want me to do about it? I love the attitude of people on a nude beach who are actually naked out in public. I love their attitude. It's like, I don't care. Whatever. I don't care. I'm happy with my body, whether it be flabby or wonderful. I don't care. It's what God gave me, if you go that route. And I think it's adorable. I think I admire naked people. I really do. They're comfortable with themselves. I think that's great. See, there's two reasons for wearing clothes. One is to hide behind them, to hide your body behind clothes. That's probably not great. But the other thing about clothes is that it actually makes people look pretty good. Makes them look better. Makes them feel better. You know, that's the way society's set up. You're supposed to wear clothes. You're supposed to wear pants. But people that are so free and they run around the house naked, or they go to a nude beach and they run around naked in public, I admire that. I think that says a lot about a person. It doesn't matter about how you look when you're naked. Who cares? We're human beings. Animals run around naked. You don't see animals wearing pants. That would be weird. But would it? We do it. Why can't the animals do it? We wouldn't like that. Daffy Duck, Donald Duck, they didn't wear pants. They wore other stuff. They wore clothes, but no pants for some reason. What's up with Disney? What was that about, Walt? I mean, either your animals wear clothes or they don't. Why would they just wear clothes on the upper part of the body? Wouldn't it be the lower part of the body that the animals might want to cover up for personal reasons? But Walt Disney said no. I want my children and the children of the world to see ducks without any pants on. We'll put a top on them, but no pants. It was an odd choice to make. Wouldn't you freak out if you were walking in the woods and you saw a Bambi-like deer off in the distance wearing pants with suspenders? Would you find that odd? I know I would. But of course, that's me. Hey, you know, I do this every single weekday. I know. Don't judge. So come on by every weekday and get a brand new show. There's over 800 of these crazy episodes. That's like binge listening for the rest of your life. Sorta. Yeah. You can find me on the Podbean Network, or you can go directly to newenglandbroadcasting.com, newenglandtalkradio.com, or you can go to iTunes, TuneIn Radio, all those places. Or you can go to your Alexa thing, your Amazon Alexa, and we're on that too. The only thing we're not on anymore is the radio in your car. Do you know why? Because radio is dying. This is the new way of listening to things. Streaming. That's what it is. It's not like, oh, Ron's show is on at 9 o'clock in the morning and I missed it. I'm sure I can't live without hearing him. No worries. We don't even bother with that. You go to any one of these devices in your house or in your car or on your phone and you listen to the show anytime you want. There's no missing it. That's the beauty of this thing. It's the way of the future. Oh, God. Just a shout out, whatever that means, to the participants of this program. First, there's me. There's Jason Shaw, whose music you're listening to right now, who does our opening theme and some consequential, inconsequential music. Jason Shaw. Thank you, Jason. Then there's John Shanahan. He does those interesting little, what we call bumps, audio bumps, we call that, little announcements. He does the opening for the show. A funny, funny comedian and a great writer and a great performer. Thank you, John. There are other people behind the scenes using their voices and their wonderful prowess. Thank you to them as well. Too numerous to name, too egotistical to bother. Love bass. When we listen to songs, we hear the bass, we feel the bass, but we don't appreciate the bass. And without the bass, a song has no depth. It's flat. Bass gives it dimension. Bass is a cool instrument too, especially the real bass, the actual bass. It's a huge instrument. It's bigger than the player. It's a huge thing. Every once in a while, I'll appreciate the bass when I'm listening to a song, just as I did at the end of that little Jason Shaw ditty. Sometimes just sit back and listen to a song and pick out with your ears, pick out the bass. Or if you have a good music system, listen and try to feel the bass. And you'll understand what a talent that is and how important that instrument is. It's wonderful. The only odd thing about someone playing the bass is in a jazz group when it's time for solos and then it's time for the bass player's solo. It's just a very odd period of time because nobody else plays except for the bass player, and the bass can't really do a lot of stuff. It can go boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. It's kind of, after about 10 seconds of that, it's like, no, you're a background instrument. It's like someone that plays the triangle in an orchestra. What are you doing? Did you have to train for that? To hit the metal with the hammer? Nobody... You never hear a triangle solo. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. It's just, it's like a train on drugs or something. It sounds awful. It's just awful. If I played the triangle in an orchestra, I would never admit it. Hey, Ron, what do you do for a living? Sell shoes. I saw you playing a triangle in the orchestra. Yeah, that's what I do. Wow, that sucks. I get paid well.
You do?
Yeah, because I'm in the orchestra. I play the triangle.
Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed for you.
And I have to wear suspenders. It's very uncomfortable. I don't know. I can't even tell my parents that I play a triangle. They'd laugh at me, too.
You mean I brought you up? I sent you to college. I spent like $250,000 to get you through school, and you end up playing a piece of metal as a musical instrument? The hell's going on here? What the hell's going on?
I know, it's embarrassing. All right, let's speak to our guest for today. We have a guest on every single program because I am so full of love. Let's speak to our guest.
Hi, Ron, in Boston, Massachusetts, my favorite place.
Wow. Thank you very much.
My boyfriend's from there.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's definitely a wonderful place, then.
I like his accent.
I don't have an accent. I'm from New York, so that's not going to work here.
I like New York accent more.
All right, okay. Wow. You really know how to do this, don't you?
No.
Dre DiMatteo joins us now. You've probably seen her in tons of things. She was on Joey, The Sopranos, Desperate Housewives, Sons of Anarchy, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Shades of Blue, and motion pictures as well. And she's all over the place. So there you go. And in Boston and New York. Welcome to the program. We're talking about something that most people can relate to, and that's the habit of smoking, which is something that everybody wants to stop, but nobody wants to stop.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. I'm the ambassador for that.
And most Americans are in your shoes or were in your shoes. And drinking, too. We'll talk about that some other day, but those two to me go hand in. You know, the problem is I stopped smoking a while ago, but when I have a drink, it's like oh, there it is again. There's that urge again. So, and there's so many products, but what do we do? This is a rough one.
Yeah, it's new. It's like, you know, it's like everything else that's been changing in the world these days.
Yeah.
As far as the vape world goes, I'm happy I found QVapor.com, which is where you would go to read information about Q. And mm-hmm. I just want to make sure, I want to clarify that it is a C-U-E vapor.com and not a Q.
Gotcha. Thank you.
It is a It's for someone who was a diehard smoker for years. I was smoking since I was 12 years old. It was like I had no choice. Two parents who smoked. My grandmother, the house was just filled with smoke, cigarettes.
Well, everybody when they were growing up, if they're over like 40 years old or something, which I'm sure you're only 22, but it's everybody had that in the family and in the car and the grandparents. Everybody smoked. They were handing out cigarettes to soldiers. I mean, my God, it was you couldn't get away from it. And now it's on our shoulders to do something about it. But finally, there is something that almost kind of feels like it's a replacement.
Yeah, it is. I mean, some people replace, some people use it as an alternative here and there, and some people fully use it as an alternative.
Yeah.
It depends, you know. The diehard smokers are just going to keep smoking, and they're going to smoke everything. Right. But our generation, we are trying to quit, and we are trying to do all these things. But whether or not, you know, that's feasible, some personalities just don't have it in them. But as far as vaping goes, it's a good alternative to... Hmm. You know, it's a good alternative for a million reasons, a million lifestyle reasons,
because people just
don't want you smoking anymore.
No, they don't. Most people, I mean, it's the tides have turned. If you smoke a cigarette, people look at you like, well, you're an odd person out now. And then when you find somebody that does, it's like, oh, my God, give me a hug. So, yeah, I get
true.
That.
It's but, messed up.
Yeah, it is messed up. But vaping is interesting, and it started as a fad, and now it's more than that, isn't it?
It's turning into a, you know, it's a new way of life for those who smoke.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people at first were intimidated by the idea of having to use technology, especially our generation, because we're in technology, but we're not in technology the way the kids are.
Yeah.
Especially for me, I didn't want, someone told me I would have to charge my cigarette. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, wait, that sounds amazing and yet completely crazy to me. And then I thought it was going to be really complicated. And some of the vapes are complicated, I will say. Like, I see a lot of the people that I work with use these really elaborate machines, and they're really into it. And that's become almost that's become its own thing where people enjoy the whole ritual of putting their vapes together.
Yes.
For people like me who just want to smoke, because I was just a diehard smoker, this thing is the simplest because all you do is plug it in for a couple of minutes, you click the cartridge in, and it's over. And it's not one of the ones that you have to constantly refill because it's big enough to hold enough. And you can choose your nicotine level. You can go, you know, you could have no nicotine to, you know, to 3 milligrams. Depending on what you want. And then, of course, you know, we have to get fancy. We got to have flavors.
Sure.
You got to have creamy mint or vanilla cream or some chocolate banana.
Yeah.
It's like you're at the dentist's office. They're asking you what kind of toothpaste you want.
Well, it's true. I don't remember the chocolate banana Marlboros, so this is an advancement, certainly. Because if there were... That would be a whole different problem. So this is pretty cool. And if you want to wean yourself off of nicotine, unlike cigarettes, where you would just smoke less of cigarettes, which is difficult, here you can actually reduce the amount of nicotine in what you're smoking already?
I suppose that is,
that's what I would do.
I guess I've practiced that myself to a certain degree. I mean, the vape companies definitely do not suggest that it's a means to quit smoking in any way, because it isn't really.
Well,
you're still technically smoking something.
Yeah, but.
But for those who go for the no nicotine level, I guess that's someone who is more committed towards quitting quitting the tobacco, not necessarily the actual smoking.
What about the tar? Because that's the part that everybody is like, well, that's the bad part, the tar.
Well, I think the bad part is, what we mostly focus on is the alternative of a lifestyle change insofar as, like, for example, my boyfriend hates cigarette smoke, but he's an ex-smoker. He doesn't want anyone around him.
Right.
And I'm not about to quit smoking because of my job makes me very nervous and I have to smoke.
Yeah.
This is an alternative to that. I have children, it's my mother, I'm trying to get her on it because she insists on smoking in the house when my kids are in the house. And I'm just trying to like set a better example
Is it healthier in any way? I mean, the term healthy is wrong, is it less carcinogen? I would assume it is.
I really don't know about all that stuff. Okay. I really just focus on, for myself,
right,
the fact that I don't smell like crap.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to wash my hair immediately when I get home. And I can crawl into bed with my boyfriend without scrubbing my hands with soap. And I have a girlfriend who used to wear a rubber glove every time she smoked a cigarette.
Oh, my God, that's too much. That's too much.
Because of her daughter. And I was like, geez, why don't you just switch to the vape, man? Yeah. What's your problem?
Yeah, get into the chocolate banana.
Yeah.
Come on.
She's like bananas.
Yeah.
She won't know.
She won't know. Yeah. Yeah, my biggest problem with smoking was the clothes. I would open up my closet in the morning to get dressed, and it was like, whoa, is that what I smell like?
Yeah,
that was the rudest awakening to me.
It's pretty, but you know what's terrible? When you're a smoker, you don't smell it yourself.
Right,
you stop
exactly.
smoking and you smell it on someone else.
Yeah.
But I like the smell of smoke.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother me if someone's smoking a cigarette. I'm gonna lean up into them and smell the cigarette.
Oh yeah.
What is that? Because it's my generation.
Right.
It's what I was raised on. It takes me back. But.
Right.
But I know that it's just not the way of the future anymore, man.
Yeah.
It just isn't.
All right. So where do I go for vaping information and vaping places and places to get the vape?
Well, I personally only like this one vape, which is Q Vapor, which is why I'm working with them.
Right.
And that's QVapor.com is where you can read about their company.
Mm-hmm.
I find it to be the easiest and the most satisfying of all the different vapes that are out there. So that's where you would go, QVapor.com.
Yeah, I like the easy part. That is, you know, because when you light up a smoke, that's pretty easy too. So that kind of makes it good. So it's
It doesn't look like, you know, it's not one of these like long cigarette looking kind of devices either. It's just it's easy to hold. It's like you're holding a phone.
Oh, I do that all the time. So that's
yes. So you
can.
Eventually they'll make the Q vape with a screen on it.
Yes. kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Sure.
This technology.
Yeah, it'll happen. We laugh. That'll be the next thing that you're talking about, believe me.
Probably.
Right.
I probably just gave them an idea.
Right.
They're masterminding it in the other room.
They'll call you up next week. Dre, you got to go back on the air. We got the phone end of it. All right. So it's Q-C-U-E, Vapor, VAPOR.com. Go there for more information. Dre, it's a pleasure speaking to you. Sound like a lot of fun and pleasure.
Thanks for having me, man. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been an experience that I'll never forget for at least 10 minutes. After that, I forget. I used to be concerned about the fact that I was forgetting things every once in a while. I mean, I always knew where my car keys were. I'd always remember where I put my car in a large parking lot, so I'm pretty good. But if someone said, like, what'd you have for dinner last night, I wouldn't be able to immediately come up with that answer. I'd have to think it through somewhat. Let's see, was there poultry involved? Was it beef? Was it noodles? Noodles, spaghetti. I had spaghetti. It's, so I get a little concerned. The older you get, I think everybody is concerned that, I can't remember the name of that, who sang that song with the car in it? Who was that? I can't remember the name. Bob, Joe, Tammy. It was Tammy. No, it was a boy. No, it was not a girl. I can't remember. I get concerned about that stuff. And then I realize I'm not remembering things because I don't care. I have a terrible problem with names. Terrible problem with names. If I'm introduced to anybody, even if it's a very attractive person of the opposite sex, you'd figure that you'd remember their name. I don't. I don't hear the name. It's said to me, and I'll even repeat it to myself because I know that I'm going to forget their name. And I do. Within 10 minutes, I have no idea who this person is. I know who they are, but I don't know what we tag them with. I don't know that person's name. Well, anyway, we're running short of time today. And it's not my fault. I have nothing to do with anything like that. I wish we had more time together, but I do have a life. And I know you do. I know you don't have time to just sit here all day and listen to me spout off about suspenders on pants. My God, what did I do to you? It's not right. It's just not right. But look, you know, I work very, very hard. I just don't work a lot of hours like you do. I work very concentrated time period with what I do here and other things that I do. It's concentrated. So I do have a portion of the day where I do have more free time than most. Wasn't always like that in my life, but at this point, that's the situation. So I've been trying to think of ways to fill my time. And everybody says, Ron, do you play golf? And my immediate response is, I don't have the pants for it. I'm keeping with the theme of pants, by the way. Have you noticed that? I don't have the pants for it. All my pants are neutral colors. They're blacks. They're blues. A dark gray here and there. I don't have banana-colored yellow pants that are required to play golf on a professional golf course. I don't have red pants. I don't have checkered pants. I don't have plaid pants. My clothes don't look like that. So how could I possibly play golf? I don't know who does the wardrobe for the entire sport of golf, but they're high, I think. They've got to be high. Making men walk around wearing banana-colored pants, it's not right. Did you know when you retire to Florida, if you're a man over 60 years old, you are required by law to wear bright-colored pants? I think that's because if there's an accident, they can easily find you from a helicopter. There's no other reason. You have to do it. They'll arrest you in Florida. Broward County, their jails are full of men that aren't wearing strange pants. You can't wear normal pants in Florida. They won't allow it. That's why I'm not moving to Florida. I don't have the pants for it. And if you look through my closet, there's not one pair of suspenders. There's about four or five belts. Yeah, I'll change up my belts, even though they're insignificant. But I have no suspenders. I never did. I never wore them. I never will. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Can we do that, please? Yes? Oh, good. Yes? All right. You want to bring like a covered dish kind of thing, like maybe meatballs, like something like that, and I'll get a cheese platter. Ooh. Let's whoop it up. Did I say whoop it up? What the hell does that mean? Did I say the word whoop? I don't even understand what that is.